Governor Pat McCrory is calling for a total review of the U.S. National Whitewater Center's oversight after preliminary tests found a microorganism that may be linked to a woman's death. McCrory made the comments to the Charlotte Observer yesterday, but as WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports, Mecklenburg County's health director doesn't know if better regulation would help in this case.
The Whitewater Center in Charlotte shut down its whitewater activities last week after preliminary tests by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found what's best known as the brain-eating amoeba. The CDC reports that amoeba is actually quite common in warm, open bodies of water like lakes and rivers. The brain infection that can result from it is incredibly rare. At a press conference, Mecklenburg County Health Director Dr. Marcus Plesha was asked if there's some kind of regulation that would affect its presence.
That's the challenge, is it really reasonable or feasible to expect that we could regulate a body of water like this in such a way that we could eliminate this organism? I don't know the answer to that right now, and that's one of the challenges around looking at regulation. What is it that we're regulating? What is it we're hoping to accomplish?
Governor Pat McCrory told the Charlotte Observer the state needs to re-examine whether the Whitewater Center should be regulated like a swimming pool, which would lead to outside testing. But no local regulators have the ability to test for the amoeba. That's partly why the CDC sent epidemiologists here from Atlanta. They came after a young woman from Ohio died of the brain infection, and her only known exposure to warm fresh water was at the Whitewater Center. Dr. Plesha says he understands the call for regulations after the tragedy. Still, he emphasizes it may not be possible to eradicate the amoeba, and there's very little risk of infection. According to CDC data, over the last decade, an average of fewer than 4 people per year have been infected in all of the United States. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.